One of the most competitive congressional races in the country is happening right here in Washington. Republican Dino Rossi is running to replace Representative Dave Reichert in the 8th District. There are also some new Democratic faces in the race. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The 8th District crosses the Cascades from Pierce County to Chelan and Kittitas. Candidate Shannon Hader explains why Democrats in and outside the district are revved up.
This is the perfect time to flip the district. The last election, Hillary Clinton won by about 3 points, went on the same ballot. Republican Dave Reichert won by about 20. But he's stepped down, so all bets are off. For the first time in nearly 14 years, this is an open race.
The three leading Democrats in the race are all first-time candidates. Two are medical doctors, one is a lawyer. The doctors are women and the lawyer is a man, but they would all rather be viewed on their own terms. Hader grew up in Auburn and became an infectious disease specialist. Most recently, she served as director of the Division of Global HIV and TB at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She oversaw billions of dollars in public health spending.
And at the time I had left to become a candidate, my team had contributed to the more than 2.2 million babies that have been born HIV-free across this world who otherwise would have been infected were it not for the generosity of the American people and our taxpayer dollars. And that is a bipartisan program.
Hader says after the 2016 election, she has seen those health efforts being dismantled by the Trump administration and decided to run for office. Pediatrician Kim Schreier says that election and resulting changes to the Affordable Care Act are also what inspired her candidacy.
I went with three other docs and met with Dave Reichert's office and explained all the ways that that Trump care bill would be terrible for my patients and for 84,000 people in our district who would lose care. And within days, he voted for it anyway.
Reichert voted for the bill in the House Ways and Means Committee, but not in the full House. Schreier says she's optimistic that voters from any party will appreciate her experience as a doctor and someone with type 1 diabetes.
The same concerns affect us all, and so my message is really resonating about having a pediatrician going to bat for our health care, to fight for lower drug costs. I think people understand that as a mom and as a person with a pre-existing condition, I get it.
She says there's also excitement around more women running for office this year.
This year, I think it probably is an advantage, but thank goodness it's never been an advantage for anything else.
I think anyone who doesn't recognize the momentum of female candidates across the country isn't paying attention.
That's candidate Jason Ritterizer. He's worked as a prosecutor in the Special Assault and Violent Crime Units in King County. These days, he works in employment law. He says he wants to see more women elected to Congress, but he's also worked for a level playing field.
Most of my big wins in the courtroom are around protecting women's rights and equality.
Last year, he won a discrimination lawsuit after a religious university fired his client for being unmarried and pregnant.
Those are the fights that I take on, and that's the, I think, indicative of the type of representative I'll be.
Kim Schreier has raised almost double the campaign contributions of the other two Democrats, and Ritterizer criticized her at a recent public forum for not treating more Medicaid patients in her pediatric clinic.
Dr. Schreier, how are we going to trust that you're going to fight for health care in D.C. when you built a practice here that has refused to treat the vast majority of poor kids on Medicaid?
Schreier responded that her practice accepts some Medicaid contractors and not others. She said attacking a doctor is misguided because insurance companies hold all the cards. All three candidates support moving to single-payer health care. The top two vote-getters in the August 7th primary, including Republican Dino Rossi, will advance to the general election. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.